Welcome to the Compass Church podcast. We hope you enjoy this message from Pastor Phil Bray.
Well, it's great to have you here this morning. And as Michael has said, this month is our vision month, where we begin to just explore and unpack what we believe are the next steps in us fulfilling the vision that God's given us. So it's His church. He's got a plan. He's got a purpose for us individually, but corporately. And so together, we believe there are particular steps God's calling us to take in 2019 to help see the document that we have. We don't have a vision statement as such. It's more of a document because we believe that a picture paints a thousand words. And so we have a document that is quite expressive in that clear mental picture of our preferred future, as if we were standing in 2025 and what we believe God is calling us to become. So if you do not have that document, if you're new to the life of our church, or you've never received that, then there has been a link within the weekly email that you can actually just access that. So if you're not getting the weekly email and you'd like to for things like that, then you can give your details at the hub, or you can just do that via the website as well. And that's one of the primary ways that we communicate. But we've asked those who are regulars here at Compass Church, or if you're kind of just coming along and just sussing us out a little bit, that we'd love for you to take the time to read through that vision document. It'll give you a little bit of a sense about the direction in which we've been heading. And there's been quite a lot has happened in the last 18 months for us as a church, and we're so grateful for that. And I don't say this lightly, being pastor for 23 years, and I've been in churches when they're going great and other times when it just feels like not much is going on. And I'm so excited to say that it's got nothing to do with us or our leadership. None of us are that good, but we're just very grateful for what God's doing in this place, what He's building, what He's growing, doing a whole bunch of stuff that we never could. And so we honor God with everything that's going on. He's the one that said He would build His church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. And isn't it great that He likes to take the foolish things of this world to confound the wise? And so I stand testament to that. So I'm very grateful for that. But please, can I implore you, if you call Compass home or you're sussing us out, you've got to read that vision document. It's not something that just people have come together. We believe it's something that God has given us to see become reality. And so I just encourage you to read that. So that's pretty much kind of like your homework, if you like, each week as we're going through this vision month. But so what I guess is a theme that has come through for us that flowed out of the formation of our revisiting our mission, vision, and developing a strategic plan was some wording and phrases came out that just fit really well with seeing that unfold. And one of those things was, what's next? We launched that last year, but we feel it's just so good, we're just going to stick with it and keep it. It's not just a theme for a year, it's just going to become part of our language we use around here. And that's a personal question we need to be asking ourselves. What's next in the space of courses and different things that come up? What's next in my involvement, my engagement, my connection with Compass Church, this faith community? What's next for me on a bunch of levels, but also corporately together as a church family? We're constantly going, okay, God, what's next? We've got that clear mental picture, but obviously there's steps that are required to actually get there. And so we believe that God's revealed that to us. And over this month, we want to take a look at three elements of what's next. And there is, again, personal application, but there is the call and the challenge and the vision for us as a church together when it comes to inward, outward, and upward. And so over the coming 3 weeks, we just want to take a look at each one, and excited because there are some new initiatives that we're going to launch, things that we have never done before as a church, and we're excited about that. There are some things that we are feeling as though are running well, but we can do better. And so we want to just bring a greater sense of stability and fine tune, and just make sure they are running better than what they have been. There's been levels of effectiveness and productivity from them, but we believe we can just fine tune them a bit more. And so we'd rather kind of like pour energies into making sure things are done well, as opposed to just chucking in new stuff for the sake of new stuff. And so there will be some new stuff, and some of that might freak some of you out. Some of that might kind of just go, it's about time. And no doubt there'll be people on either end of that spectrum. So don't miss out over the next month. This is not a pitch from me to you to get bums on seats and to get you here every week, although I think that's a great thing for us to do. But if Compass is your home, this coming 3 weeks, this month, is where you're going to actually find out, okay, this is where my church home, this is where my spiritual home, this is where my church family are actually heading, and this is what we want to accomplish together in 2019. So, you know, make it a priority. So, just going to just open in prayer because I think that's a really important thing to do. Father, we just thank you for this morning. I thank you for every person that's in this room today. Lord, I thank you for our visitors. I thank you for those that have been coming from day one and everyone in between. Lord, I thank you that you have a plan and purpose for every single one of our lives individually, as couples, families, within our business, within every realm and sphere of life. And that, Father God, as we take the time to just stop and listen, hear you speak, Father, we can make all the plans we want in our heart, as Proverbs says, but it's the Lord's plans that succeed. And so it's the Lord's plans that we want to get on board with. And so, Father, as we present this, not just this morning, but over the coming weeks, it wouldn't just be the communication of information, but we just want to allow you, Holy Spirit, to come and grip our hearts. Just bring a fresh sense of revelation, of the hope, of the future, the purpose, the reason we're here. This is not a social outing. This is not just about coming together and having a good time, as good as that is, Father, but there are eternal consequences to what we're discussing here, and we don't take that lightly. So we pray for your ongoing wisdom. We pray that you would captivate and grip hearts in the wonderful, powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So there's a couple of things. This morning I really feel that this is kind of like just a foundation service to prepare us for the next few weeks for what's going to be communicated. I think it's important that we get our heads and our hearts in the right place to hear what's actually going to be coming. And so this morning, I want to recap a couple of things so that we're just all on the same page. I think that's just really important. And there's something that God's laid on my heart that I just want to emphasize for a few minutes this morning that is really vital, has been vital to us getting to where we are today, but is really crucial for us to continue in the direction that God wants us to go. So we've asked you to review and have a look at the vision document. And first of all, before I get into that, the thing that I guess we are built on as a church, our foundational scripture as a church is found in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. If you don't know this, then I encourage you, underline it in your Bible, kind of use a highlighter just on your app, whatever you're using, highlight it, underline it, and just make a note next to it. It's Compass Church's foundational scripture. What we do here at Compass, there has to be a biblical mandate and reason for doing it. So we don't just come up with a good idea and go, okay, where's a verse in the Bible to fit that? It's like, no, what does the Bible mandate us to do? And then we kind of flow out of that. So as you can see before you, and I think there's a lot of things about our brothers and sisters in different churches and denominations that kind of in ways we've maybe lost or don't do enough of that I think we should probably just do a little bit more of. And one of those is reading scripture together. All right, so get back to your Anglican roots. And we are about to read this together. So once again, 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. So on the count of three, we're going to read this all together. Ready? 1, 2, 3. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who were once not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Now, I could preach for weeks just on that, and we've done that in the past, but again, each word in Scripture is just so pregnant and rich with meaning. And this passage, these verses, are rich, pregnant with meaning for us as a church, more so now than when we were, actually that Scripture was laid on my heart 11 and a half years ago when we were thinking about starting Compass. But I love this idea that, you know, that first section emphasizes God's grace, his unmerited favor and kindness he extended to us through his son Jesus so that we could come into relationship with him and become part of the chosen generation, that God chose us, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and it goes on, that you are special, Fearfully, wonderfully made. I love the eclectic mix of people that we've got in this church. I love the personalities. I love the grumpy and I love the happy. I love the annoying and I love those that bring joy to my life. I love you all. Not that we've got any annoying or grumpy people in this church, but you know what I'm saying. I just love the diversity that we've got in this church, and I pray that continues, different cultures and personalities and gifts, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. But God has called us all together, of all the different places that you could have been born, that you could be living right now, that God has called you to Australia, to Melbourne, to be here this morning. And maybe something in what is shared here today and over the coming weeks will grip and captivate your heart to go, I want to be a part of that. And if what is presented over the coming weeks, and we say this regularly, if what's presented over the coming weeks and what you read in that vision document doesn't resonate enough within you that it grabs you and go, God's in that and I want to be a part of it. You know what? I know God has gifted and wired and resourced my life in different ways that I can actually help see that become reality. And if it doesn't do that for you, you need to find a spiritual home. You need to find a church where their vision and the direction they're going does that in your life. Life is too short just to not to be living passionately for something, to being part of, you know, the God's greatest way of reaching this lost and dying world is through the local church. Expression of himself, made up of fractured, broken, imperfect people, all joining together, trusting God by faith that we can actually do something for the extension of his kingdom and for his glory. It's like there's no greater cause, there's no greater business on the planet than getting about the Father's business. And so this morning, I pray something would just capture your heart. And so this is our foundational scripture. When you jump into our vision document, what you'll see in there is that we talk about the deep purposes of Compass. And it's just a little snapshot, I guess, of what comes out of us. And go to the next screen. But you can see there that we're just, this is partly what we're about. We're to present an uncomplicated, uncontaminated gospel. That's the message. In an irreligious family, caring context, the culture, and see people generally saved, activated, and fruitful, the outcome, and maintain a kingdom heart, fundamental. And we're about being no compromise about those things. And then as you begin to look at the document, the next thing is our mission, the reason why Compass Church exists. Called to our world, igniting active faith with the pure life-changing truth of Jesus. And again, each of those words, just pregnant with meaning. And I'm not going to elaborate on that today, but today is just simply, let's build the foundation to build the coming weeks on. And then what you'll notice in our vision statement, our document, if you like, sorry, is it's broken into categories. Talks about what our church will be like, we believe, in 2025, our outreaches, ministries, our influence, what kind of people we will be. And I believe that God's given us a picture of what we should be aiming for. And so for those that have been in Compass for a few years now, and when we launched that document, just a couple of questions I'd love for you to ask yourself when you read that this coming week in preparation for the coming weeks is, do you see it differently to the last time you read it? When you read that document and you start to see what was put together just over 2 years ago to what we read today, because we as a church have come so far and God has been incredibly faithful. God has probably moved us quicker than what some of us thought he would. And some of that's been scary. Some of that's been faith. Some of that, God, if you don't come through, we're stuffed. Isn't that a great place to live? I mean, some of you are like, no deal. But that's where we're called to live. We're called to walk by faith, not by sight. So what we actually see, I see some of that already starting to place. That's actually already started to materialize and things like that. You know, just talking practically about a space. When we wrote that, we didn't even know this space existed. But yeah, 18 months later, we have our first service in here. See, God's gone before us. If it's his vision, it's his provision. He'll make the way. For some of you, you'll think that the stuff that's in that document is big. I think we kind of had to tame it down so we'd kind of like wouldn't freak people out too much. But now some people have actually reread it. The feedback I've had is that, like, Phil, 2 years later, I'm reading it and go, actually, it's not that scary anymore. I've had a couple of people that are just going, hey, Phil, maybe we need to make it even bigger. I'm like, amen. Come on. So as you read that, we'd love you just to have those questions in mind. Do you see it differently to the last time you read it? but also asking yourself, what jumped out at you? What jumped out at you within that document, just to start thinking? You know, some of the feedback when we put it together is, Phil, I always knew there was more to know stuff. Now I know the more to know stuff about Compass. And people came to me and said, Phil, I wasn't sure where I could quite fit in the life of Compass, but do you know what? I believe I can be a part of seeing that become reality. People mobilized in the use of their gifts and talents in that way is a really cool thing. But what I want to just spend about 8 minutes on, if you would allow me that, is something that I believe is being pivotal and crucial to us getting to where we are, but also crucial to us moving forward, is the culture here at Compass Church. And different people have a different definition, but by Webster definition, it's the ideas, customs, and social behavior of a particular people or society. Or culture is the social behavior and norms found in human society. So we understand culture in different ways, shapes and forms, foods, languages, behaviors, customs, traditions, and all those sort of things. And all organizations, churches included, have a culture. So when you first came to Compass, you started to experience our culture of who we are. And for me, I really struggle with this stuff, to be honest, because when it comes to, say, culture and values and things like that, I struggle from a couple of levels. Number one, I have a poor grasp of the English language, so that's part of it. But the second part is we can come up with words to describe the culture here at Compass Church, but the churches down the road have exactly the same words. But yet, it's a different experience in the application of the experience of what those words mean. So for me, I don't necessarily like to use the word culture. I like the word intangibles. It's those things that make Compass Church what it is and make it really special, which is attributed to the people that make up Compass Church. Coming out of the heart of people that started and launched Compass Church to be a place where people feel accepted. They feel like, hey, I've just walked into a place that feels like home. You know what? I don't have to be perfect. Certainly the blokes up on stage and the ladies on stage aren't perfect, so don't have to be perfect. And you know, there's transparency, there's vulnerability, there's just being real. And when we stuff up, we own it. And not everything is awesome and fantastic and whatever. And if things aren't awesome and fantastic, we'll own it. And that's why we banned the word awesome in this church, unless we're talking about God. Anyway, move on. I will get on a soapbox that I don't want to get on this morning. I've got to keep moving. But, you know, we are not perfect as a church. And some of the areas that are listed on our website as what our culture is, we're good in some ways, and other ways we've got work to do. And some people might feel like, yeah, that's actually true of Compass Church. And other people actually go, well, that's not been my experience at all. That's because we're human. And we all have different experiences and we all have different perceptions and views of different things. On our website, the words that we have tried to articulate, these intangibles / culture, is that we believe that Compass Church, the culture of just being home and family. That, you know, there's no perfect family, all families do stuff differently, and some families are just flat out weird and strange how they do stuff. And if people saw how I parent my girls, they'd probably just go, what the hell are you doing? And vice versa. And we just do all, and just like that, Compass Church is an expression of Christ's bride here on earth. The flavor, the taste, how we do things is different to others. We want to be a family, imperfections and all. And I love that scripture itself emphasizes the idea that God's people are meant to be a family. The children of Israel, they were described as a family, families. And then we see in the New Testament the description of that, you know, us young men need to treat older men like Paul as fathers, respectfully and honoringly, as I am right now. And, you know, for us to treat older women, we don't have older women in this church because they're all young and beautiful. But, you know, we're just to treat all the ladies in the church as sisters and our fellow blokes as brothers. And we've been adopted into his family and we're all big one happy family. So whether you like it or not, I'm your brother. If you've accepted Christ and you've been adopted and grafted into his family, suck it up, I'm your brother. But for all the young ladies in the room, that's a good thing, because if any boy messes with you, let us know and we'll break his legs. That's fine. We're family. And every now and then, we've got to do it the Italian way. Right? Molto bene. Hey. Oh, bravo. Beautiful. See, we're all about relationships. That's the other thing that's not listed that came out in our leadership discussion we had over the weekend. You know, I don't know whether it's culture or whatever, because, you know, the definition and how you people get all technical about it. Anyway, it's like, you know, we want to have an atmosphere. We want to have a culture of fun and joy and laughter. The other thing that's listed is relationships are just paramount. People come before production. They become before performance. You know what? We desire to do the very best we can with what we've got. And the priority is going to always be people over performance, over lights, over production, over programs. People will always come first. God first, people first before any of that stuff. We have a culture of faith. Believe to be a faith-filled people. We want to be others-focused. We have a culture of generosity, being real. We talk about lifestyle, that there should be consistency by what we say and what we do. There should be an ongoing growing and learning and developing and maturing in our awareness of the Word of God and what pleases Him. We're finding out what pleases Him, and we actually live that out on a daily basis. And so as a people, that Compass Church people are known to be, you know what, they're people of integrity, they're people of honesty, they're loyal and they're committed, their yes is yes, their no is no, they are people, men and women of word, they're men and women of no compromise, they're people that are kind, they're caring, they're loving, they're generous, they're others focused. You know, we just have this consistency in what we say, read, and what we do. And we want to be relevant. In terms of the message can never change, but the methodology and the communication of the gospel of Jesus Christ at times has to change to engage with an ever-changing world. But the message itself, and like Michael mentioned in D101, we have fundamental beliefs. There are things that we believe according to God's word will never change. And those things we will not compromise on. So one of the other things that I think came out that we're just looking at in terms of how, what else should we add to our culture with that list that's been presented, you know, we want to have, and whether it's appropriate to add these in because they may not fit specifically within the proper definition of what culture is, but you know, we want to have a culture of prayer here at Compass Church. And that is that prayer is not something we do, prayer is just who we are. We're just a praying people. That whatever we do, this whole month about vision has come out of prayer. This whole month for us is prayer, vision, praise and worship. Those three things. And so when it comes to prayer, if you don't know, just for February, and there's a bookmark that's available if you haven't got one, but from 6 till 7 a.m. here at the offices, Monday to Friday, I'm coming and you're welcome to come and join me. You don't have to. You're welcome to come and join. We're just praying 6 to 7 a.m. Monday to Friday here at the offices. If you can't actually physically make it, you can just join us via the Facebook event page that we set up each week and you can attend. And if you just click on when you actually open that up and you're actually attending the event, you can go to discussion and you can actually just post things that you will actually, you're praying for, and you can just let us know that you're praying, and we'll just see those notifications to say that we've got people. So on Friday was our first day of prayer. We had people here. We had people kind of like via Facebook just praying together. But this month, this year has to start out of prayer. So I just want to quickly just get back to just culture and wrap up before I hand back to the worship team for a little bit. The reality within Australia is that people move. Some would say it's as high as 30% of the population moves per annum. But in the last census, between 2011 and 2016, 52.4% of people didn't move. They just stayed where they were. That they would say that 33.9% moved within Australia during that time. The reality is life is that people move, whether it's from overseas to Australia, state, suburbs, work, whatever, but it also happens in church life, and we understand that. And so if you're here from another church and you're checking Compass Church out, or you're just sort of sussing out whether this is your spiritual home, can I just say welcome? You are most welcome here. We would love to have conversations. The welcome lunch is great for that. The DNA course is great for that, for you to really understand the heart of who we are. It's important that we don't make those decisions about our spiritual home lightly. And it's got to be something that we have a sense of peace in our heart. And if you don't have a sense of peace that this is your spiritual home, our commitment to you is that we want to help you find a place. It's that important. We're committed to helping you find a place that you can call home. We think it should be here, but you know, that's between you and God. I'm not going to mess with God speaking to your life. But you know, it's interesting talking about culture because I had lunch with a guy just over a week ago, and he moved from Malaysia about 19 years ago, and he actually moved his family, young family at the time, came from Malaysia to Australia, And he's been able to develop a very successful consultancy business. Met him at a wedding just over a month ago, and then just out of that connection, had lunch with him and sitting and talking. And I asked him this question. I said, Chu, how have you made the transition from Malaysia to Australia so well? Obviously, you've done that, and you've integrated into the Australian culture really well. And he sort of said, Phil, that's a good question. So he goes, Phil, most of the time people, when they come from, and he was using Malaysia as his example, so he said, you know, when my friends come from Malaysia and they want to assimilate, integrate into Australia, this is what I ask them. He says, look, I'll sit there and I go, I bet you that you've been looking for the best laksa. I bet you've been looking for the best Hokkien mee or the best nasi lemak or the best satay. And and the person that he's talking to is going, oh yeah, where do I find that? And then he said, you need to stop doing that. Because if you think that you're going to bring Malaysia to Australia, you're not going to assimilate. And this is coming from a guy who's done it, I'm going, wow, that's pretty brutal. And he goes, I'm not telling you to stop being a Malaysian or to stop liking Malaysian food, but if you try to bring Malaysia to Australia, you will never assimilate, you won't integrate. What you need to do is you need to hang out with more people like you, Phil. Caucasians. need to hang out with people like you. Or Australians, whether it's Chinese Australians or South African Australians or British Australians, I'm talking Australians, you need to hang out with and you need to start to immerse yourself in the culture of Australia and not just hang around other Malaysians. He goes, what I did is I made sure I didn't hang around Malaysians much at all because I wanted to assimilate into Australian culture. But we like to hang around who we know and what we're comfortable with, don't we? And most of the time we just think that where I've come from, that's normal. Because that's all I've ever known or whatever. And so for me to assimilate, meaning change, and not everybody likes change either. But can I just say, if we take that example coming from this conversation with Guy from Chu, it doesn't matter whether you're kind of new to the church thing or whether you've come from another church. Can I just say, our culture, what has made Compass Church what it is really special, really unique. And I work really hard with our leaders and our teams for us to kind of go, we don't want to lose that. And so therefore, you're coming from a paradigm, you're coming from a way of doing things, and maybe you're going to actually experience culture shock. Do you know what culture shock is? By definition, it's a sense of confusion and uncertainty sometimes with feelings of anxiety that may affect people exposed to an alien culture or environment without adequate preparation. What about this definition? I like this one. The feeling of disorientation experienced by someone when they are suddenly subjected to an unfamiliar culture, way of life, or set of attitudes. When you're suddenly exposed to a new, strange, or foreign social and cultural environment. Welcome to Compass Church. Bit strange, bit different. But like, I think the thing is, let me wrap it up by saying this. Sometimes when we go into a situation that we like to bring what we experience there into where we're going. Now, let me make it clear, as a church, we are open to, we want to grow, we want to learn. There is so much more that we could do better. I'm not saying that we're not open to learning and growing, but sometimes if you want to come into a new and fresh environment, whether it's a wherever it is, whether it's a business or whatever, you've got to immerse yourself in their culture and start to understand the way they work, because if we're stuck on where we've been, we can miss out on what God is wanting to do and is doing right now. Because God's doing something fresh in this church and he's doing something great and it's going to be an even more so fresh expression to our community, which we're called to reach. And so for us to come, sometimes we just need to let it go. Some of the South Africans need to stop hanging out with South Africans and hang out with Australians. You know, I don't know why I said South Africans. It could have been anyone, but I've just lost a lot of friends. But I'm not saying we can't learn from where you've come from and things, but like, you know, what God did where you were was for that time, that season, that people, that community. You see, I love hanging out with people, but I'm fascinated. You see, the measure of a person to me is not the answers they give me, it's the questions they ask. And when I have conversations with people and there's not a question about where's Compass come from, why do? What you do, what's your story? To begin to understand, everyone's got a story, right? And when you understand someone's story, you begin to understand why they do the things the way they do. And there are certain things that I would love to introduce into the life of our church, but we're not ready yet. So there's a sense of timing. But if we don't understand the story, if we don't understand the context, we don't understand and discern what God is doing here and now, we can miss it, we can get stuck, you'll get frustrated, and then we're just going to have a difficult conversation in love. Who likes difficult conversations? It's very, very few of us do. It's not a difficult conversation, it's just wanting to get us on the same page. So I'm actually standing here today saying we will protect our culture. We believe our culture is not all it can be, but we believe there's enough in our culture that is worth holding on to. And we will welcome anyone into the life of this church. I don't know why I'm preaching this morning. It was something that I was wrestling with God going, this is just really not a go me sort of yay. But I just want our all to be on the same page moving forward in unity, because we're called to guard the unity that we have in Christ. And so we will learn from people that come into the life of this church. But can I just ask you, if you're new to the life of our church, just immerse yourself in the culture. Just sit and be for 3 to 6 months and find out, does this resonate with my heart? Does what God's doing here and who these people are and what they profess and claiming to be and desiring and the direction they want to go, does that really resonate? Because life is way too short. Life is way too short. I believe that, but by God's grace, our church has got a great story. God has been so incredibly good to us. And I encourage you just to find out about that. Seek to understand. It's a luxury to be understood. A luxury.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. We trust that you've enjoyed the message. For more podcasts, head to www.compasschurch.com.au.